The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Need I say it? These are crazy and insane times, aren't they? They really are. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. It's about 6 minutes and 30 seconds after the top of the hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Well, the liberal left loves to tell us that Donald Trump is a racist, a white supremacist himself. How many times did you hear, remember the Charlottesville protests? And President Trump talked about the Charlottesville protests, and he said there were good people and there were bad people. And the liberal left loved to say he called the white supremacists good people, which is a complete lie, a total fabrication. That's not what he said. It's not what he meant. But the left is continually telling us what a racist the president is. And he is not even a hidden white supremacist, but he is a white supremacist through and through. At least that's what the liberal left loves for us to believe. Or they want us to believe. Did you hear this? The first federal execution in 17 years occurred this morning at 8:07 a.m. Late last night, the Supreme Court gave the green light for the first federal execution to take place since 2003. The Trump Justice Department has been pushing to reestablish executions, and particularly the execution of this individual. His name, Daniel Lewis Lee. Again, 47 years old. He was executed this morning, the first federal execution since 2003. Okay. What do we know about Daniel Lewis Lee? Well, he was convicted of a horrible murder over in Arkansas. He's been in the federal penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana for several years. What else do we know about him? He was a white supremacist. Yeah, he was an avowed, loud, and proud white supremacist. Well, I thought the whole Trump administration was a bunch of white supremacists themselves. I find that quite interesting that the first federal execution in 17 years is carried out on a white supremacist by the administration that the liberal left wants us to believe are a bunch of white supremacists. Interesting. Speaking of racial supremacy, I had a lively debate several years ago with one of our listeners about who can be a racist. Now, I don't think anybody would disagree that a white person can be a racist and that there are racist white people. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Where the disagreement comes in is it possible for a black person to be a racist? I contend, yes. Our listener was emphatic, no, it is impossible for a black person to be a racist. Well, now, until recently, Webster's Dictionary defined a racist as someone who believed that supremacy was determined solely by the color of your skin. You were either superior or inferior, dependent upon the color of your skin. So therefore, a white supremacist would be a racist because they believe that because they are white, they are supreme. They're better, and that blacks are inferior. That's a textbook definition of racism. Until lately, Webster's just changed it just a couple of weeks ago. Is it possible for a black person to be a racist? I bring you the case of Nick Cannon. Who is Nick Cannon? Entertainer. I think he wasn't he married to Mariah Carey for a while. He was probably best known as the host for several seasons of America's Got Talent. He is no longer the host of America's Got Talent, and I'm very glad. Just recently, on an episode of his podcast called Cannon's Class, he was interviewing a rapper by the name of Professor Griff. I have no idea who Professor Griff is. I don't keep up with rap. But Nick Cannon and Professor Griff, both African Americans, were having a conversation about white people. Yeah. And here is what Nick Cannon said, at least in part. And I quote, "When you have a person who has the lack of pigment, the lack of melanin, that they know that they will be annihilated, therefore they know that however they got the power, they have a lack of compassion, because melanin comes with compassion. Melanin comes with soul, that we call it soul. We are soul brothers and sisters. That's the melanin that connects us. So the people that don't have it," that would be white people, "are," and I'm going to say this carefully, "are a little less," and where the term actually comes from, and I'm going to bring it around to Minister Farrakhan, where they may not actually have compassion. "When they were sent to the mountains of the Caucasus, they didn't have the power of the sun. The sun started to deteriorate them, so they're acting out of fear. They're acting out of low self-esteem. They're acting out of deficiency. So therefore, the only way they can act is evil." Let's talk about white people. They don't have melanin like black people, so therefore they don't have any compassion. Because they don't have the melanin that black people have, they are deficient. And not only that, they're evil. Why? Because of the color of their skin. He wasn't finished. Again, he's talking about white people, all white people. "They have to rob, steal, rape, kill, and fight in order to survive. So these people who didn't have what we have," and when I say we, I speak of the melanated people, "they had to be savages. They had to be barbaric because they're in these Nordic mountains. They're in these rough, torrential environments. So they're acting as animals. So they're the ones closer to animals. They're the ones that are actually the true savages." Nick Cannon said that white people are evil, do not have compassion, they have to rob, steal, rape, kill, and fight in order to survive. They're closer to animals. They're the ones that are actually the true savages. Now, where did this come from? This is a theory purported by a bunch of black supremacists like Louis Farrakhan. There are white supremacists that we should condemn. But there are black supremacists as well, like Louis Farrakhan. Now, the old white supremacists, the KKK, had all kinds of theories about how black people were deficient. They weren't as good as the white people. Nick Cannon and many others in the Black Lives Matter movement believe exactly the opposite. He went on to say, "We want Caucasians and this government to give us a separate state or territory like you did with Israel." If you were listening a few weeks ago, I walked you through the birth of Black Lives Matter. It goes all the way back to the origins of Kwanzaa, Pan-Africanism or Black Nationalism. Remember that? I took about an hour and went through all of the history. Ron Karinga, who founded Kwanzaa, and the Black Nationalist movement, who do not want integration. They want absolute segregation. And again, this is a quote from Nick Cannon, a very popular entertainer in America. "We want Caucasians and this government to give us a separate state or territory like you did Israel." Yeah. The white community had to absolutely expose and condemn white supremacy and racism. Absolutely expose it and condemn it. The black community is going to have to do the same with the black supremacy movement. All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
By the way, I was talking about Webster's Dictionary of Racism. Now, I want you to check it out yourself. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. Go on the internet and pull up Webster's Dictionary. Now, don't use the Webster's Dictionary you've got on your desk or on a shelf at your house. You got to look up the new one online, Webster's Dictionary, and look up racism. One of the definitions uses the word racism to define racism. It would be like the definition of light. It's something that's characterized by light. Well, what is light? Well, that's what I said. It's something that's characterized by light. I know, but what is light? Well, I told you. It's something characterized by light. Check it out for yourself. It was just changed a few weeks ago because of one person. And check out the story, by the way. One person, one individual contacted Webster's and said, "I don't like your definition of racism. I think it should be changed." You mean they changed it because one person didn't like it? Yep. Because one person was offended? Uh-huh. Yeah. And they, again, check it out for yourself. These are absolutely insane times. They really are. So we're seeing a rise of racism. We're seeing great division. We're seeing a new rise of white supremacy. It's a reactionary. It's absolutely wrong. But it's reactionary to what's been going on. But we are seeing a huge rise of black supremacy. don't want equality. They want supremacy. And that's, I will say it again. I've said it over and over and over and over and over again. I want to support anybody, any organization within reason that really wants to unite us racially. I'll sing their praises. I'll cooperate if you really want unity. But I want nothing to do with individuals or organizations that are trying to divide us. And I'm telling you, there is a whole movement, even within the even. Someone sent me a quote from a pastor, an individual, that was one of the most divisive things I have read in years. And it was presented as, well, this is going to bring about reconciliation. What? There's a lot of effort to divide us. I don't want anything to do with anyone who wants to divide us racially, and neither should anyone who is a follower of Jesus Christ. We should denounce any effort to bring about division. I said it before, we probably need some additional laws for police in certain communities that have gotten out of hand. I don't doubt that at all. I think laws that provide equality are useful and even necessary. But legislation will never bring about reconciliation. Can help. Can take away some of the symptoms. But the real answer is understanding that all racism, whether it comes from a white person, a black person, an Asian person, feelings of superiority, bigotry, prejudice, it's sin. And it's a cliche that so many, 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 many people have used. It's not a skin issue, it's a sin issue. I realize that is a cliche that has been used over and over again, but it is true. It's not a skin issue. It's a sin issue. Listen, you get your heart right with God. You develop the heart of Christ. You will not be a racist. You will not. You develop the mind of Christ. You're not going to be a racist. You'll be convicted deeply of bigotry, feelings of racial superiority on your part. So, all right. Oh, my goodness. I got so many directions to go. I'm not sure which direction we're going to go when we head back. Just, there's probably a dozen other stories I really want to share with you today. So hang tight, and during the break, I'll decide what direction we're going to head. All right, we'll be back.